Priyani.
Hi, could I speak to Clifton Cloud, please?
Yes, one moment, please.
Stargo Productions.
Hi, Clifton?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jeffrey Hill. Sorry to bother you.
Jeffrey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I was just looking on the internet and I came across your video that you took on 9/11.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, did you have more of that video up on the internet anywhere that you took or anything?
I've never actually put any of my video up on there.
Uh-huh.
At all. I was kind of surprised to see that. That was probably just taken off of TV.
Oh, maybe it was just from the NBC archives or something?
I think that's what it was.
Uh-huh. Do you still have video from that, or?
Yeah, I do. I still have it.
Like, you have more extended footage? Because I see when I see the footage, I just see, like, a little bit of a black blob before the explosion.
Right.
Like, what did you see that day when you were filming it? Did you see anything, you said you just seen an explosion, or?
Well, yeah, I didn't see the plane until I got home and looked at the video, because the sun was coming up behind me. So, you know, like with a video camera with an LCD monitor, in bright daylight, you can't really see it. I was just holding the camera in that general direction and then looking at the building. So I couldn't see what I recorded until I actually got home, and that's when I realized that it was actually a plane.
Oh, so you just had the camera sitting there and you were looking at the building yourself without looking through the camera, or?
No, I was like holding it, but I couldn't really see in it. I knew I was getting it, but I couldn't see the detail of it.
And you never heard a plane or anything on its approach before it impacted?
Not from that distance, no.
No. It seems like it's strange, eh? It looks like a little black blob on the videotape.
No, on the tape you can see clearly that it's a plane.
Oh, you can on the original tape?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can see him bobbing and weaving and coming in. Yeah, you can see it very clearly.
It was bobbing and weaving on its way in, or?
What's your name?
Jeffrey Hill.
Jeffrey Hill. Jeffrey, how did you track me down here at work?
I looked your name up on the internet and I found a phone number for you.
Okay.
It was beside your name. I just called it and asked for you.
Well, that's great. And are you affiliated with a news organization, or?
No, this is just out of my own personal interest. I've just been looking at the videos.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, honestly, I did not see that plane until I got home and watched it on TV, because it was I don't know if you were in the city at the time, but it was a clear, beautiful, sunny day. And I was a little more than a mile northeast.
Uh-huh.
And so the sun was kind of coming up behind me.
Like, what did you do? You just called a news station and gave it to them? Or did anybody
It was a long story. Do you live in New York City?
No, I'm in Canada.
Oh, okay. Everybody knows somebody. It's somehow related, and actually my wife had a friend that said, that she said, you know, my husband just videotaped this, and she said, oh, you know what, I have a friend over at NBC, you should go over there, you should give them that copy, they're calling, you know, they're asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you ever plan on putting that video footage on the internet or anything, or? Or is there any way anybody might be able to get it from you, or
I'm holding on to it for right now. I mean, I did let the network play it.
Mm-hmm.
Considering donating it to the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is unique about the tape that I have is because I was above the building line, you can actually hear the impact. Traveling, it takes 7 seconds for the sound to reach me from where the impact occurred.
Yeah, you could hear the sound of the explosion a few seconds after.
Yeah, it's about 7 seconds. You hear the air being pushed out of the way, and then all of a sudden you hear the explosion from the impact.
Yeah, I didn't really hear no sound of a plane coming in or anything like that, though. There was no sound of the
debris.
Plane.
Hmm? The sound of, I mean, it was pretty much an instantaneous explosion. You know, the time for the plane to hit and for it to then explode.
Like on your video that you have, do you see the plane approaching, like, from far away?
Yeah. Like that, when it's very far away, you can see it coming right up over Staten Island. You can see it bobbing, weaving. It looks like a, like you said, at first it looks like a tiny little dot, but then as you get closer, you can clearly see.
Mm-hmm. And did you happen to notice any other planes? Like, I had seen, like, it looked like there was a white plane flying by when the tower collapsed.
That I can't.
In the far right corner.
I haven't looked at it in a while.
Mm-hmm. You said you were just holding the camera in your hand then?
Mm-hmm.
Or you didn't have it on a tripod or anything like that when you had the footage of the building collapsing or anything like that?
Yeah, I got that also.
Yeah, but you were holding the camera in your hand though?
Yeah, at one point I rested it on somebody's truck
mm-hmm.
that pulled up there, but most of the time I was just holding it.
Oh, so you weren't on a roof or anything like that?
No, I was on a roof, but of a parking garage.
Oh, I see what you mean. Very interesting. So there'd be no way that I'd be able to get that footage off you? Is there any way, or...?
No, I don't... I'm just kind of holding on to it. I freely let the networks use it.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I didn't want to profit off the murder of 3,000 innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to do that, so right now I'm just kind of holding on to it, you know. I mean, I find it amusing that there's people that, probably people that have never even been in New York City who have put these things up on the web, you know, saying that it's not real. They weren't there. They have no idea. They've never spoken with me before.
So you've looked on the internet and you've seen all the controversy about...
I'm sorry?
You've looked on the internet and you've seen all the controversy going on about it?
Yeah, and I think it's... I think on the one part it's amusing, and the other part it's just extremely sad that people who weren't there, you know, never spoke to me. I mean, I don't know what camp you're in, but I do appreciate the fact that you actually picked up the phone and tried to reach me.
Yeah.
You know, because I respect people individually and generally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, of all the people that put those things on, you're the only one that's actually picked up the phone to call me, so I think that speaks volumes about the people that are putting these things up.
Well, yeah, you sound like a very nice person. It's pretty strange, like, some of the stuff that's being said out there. Like, I don't know, I read somewhere where it was talking about how you were in video production.
Yeah.
In that field, and a lot of people are saying, like, these videos of planes are fake.
Right.
Like some of them, like if you do look at yours, like the what I've seen on it, just it seems like it's a black blob and it just appears out of nowhere, like all of a sudden, and then it's coming in, and I don't know.
On the original, you can see it clearly. It's pretty amazing. I mean, in the daylight at the time,
yeah,
didn't see it. I was kind of in a state of shock seeing, you know, buildings that I'd worked in. You know, and had crews going to day to work, seeing them burn. And plus, you know, I really love New York. I love New York City. I love everything that it stands for the most part. And I knew that there were people that were dying and being innocently murdered right before my eyes. So I was, you know,
yeah,
I was just kind of taking it all in at the time.
Like, do you believe the official story that we've been told about 9/11?
Well, no official ever told me a story. I believe what I saw with my own eyes and heard with my own ears.
Like, even taking out the facts that about the planes, even the buildings coming down, like, they just exploded to dust. Like, it just seems, like, even if they're...
I saw it happen with my own eyes, and I've watched all of the other, you know, different documentaries and controversies on it, but when you see something like that happen in front of your own eyes...
Oh, I guess it'd be just totally shocking, yeah.
Well, but it's also, you know, that is It is what it is. I mean, it's kind of hard to dispute it. And I think everybody was shocked that they actually fell.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's just the way things are. I mean, geez, a crane just fell off of its top on 91st Street.
Oh,
this
yeah, I seen that on the news this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, does that sound believable? You think terrorists blew that up? You think the government blew that up? Or do you think that there was a, you know, some kind of engineering failure or something that, you know, that happened? I don't think the crane manufacturer planned to have it fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and being very polite about it, too.
Well, I think, you know, like I said, I respect people, and I respect the fact that you actually picked up the phone to call, and I think that it's funny that so many people haven't bothered to, and I think that's, you know, disrespectful to other people because they're doing them a disservice.
Yeah.
You know, that's, to me, that's the big lie. I don't think anyone spent more time on fabricating a lie than the people that are not actually looking into anything and just making general accusations.
Well, that's the hard part, eh? It seems like when you look into what happened that day, it just doesn't add up. Like, there's too many unanswered questions about it.
Well, I think there's still unanswered questions about Pearl Harbor.
Oh, well, of course, yeah, that too.
I mean, there's, you know...
Some people compare it to Pearl Harbor as just being another false flag event, just as they say Pearl Harbor was.
Well, I don't know, you know. I mean, I've heard all those stories, too, but I just feel like the difference is you have, you know, you have a string of attacks starting 10, 20 years earlier. When was the, you know, I mean, it's... You know, it's not like the Japanese attacked, you know, continually attacked U.S. targets. You know, everyone from Africa to, you know, Pan Am flights, the TWA flight where that Egyptian pilot took it down. They've got him on recording. You know, no other reasons. I mean, all of the other, you know, the Khobar Towers, it's kind of a lot of repeated attacks from a associated group. You got to ask yourself, well, let me see, the Japanese attacked us that many times. And then Pearl Harbor happened. You'd say, well, geez, how come they didn't know? But, you know, you never know when something's going to happen.
Like, beyond the fact that the whole situation that took place on 9/11 was just unheard of in the first place, was there anything that was... like strange?
To me, what was amazing was seeing people running, the rescue workers running to the building, seeing guys running as fast as they could, jumping in cabs, jumping on subways with all their gear to get to...
trying to go help people?
Yeah, you know, just the compassion of people.
And unfortunately, all those good people were... the majority of people that ended up dying.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people died, you know, in that rescue.
And unfortunately, but there's like all those unanswered questions of jet fuel not being able to do that to buildings like that. And then you have the World Trade Center 7 falling later on in the afternoon. Straight down like a control.
I have friends at work, you know, on the site in all different industries, and, you know, just the mere fact that it took so long. I mean, I worked in that building, so I had a feel for the scale of how big it was. And, you know, you start a fire like that on any floor, and then you have the collapse. You know, you've got a tremendous amount of pressure and energy going to one particular area, you know, of a small island.
Yeah, but how they have the official story talking about
it. Like Trinity Church wasn't destroyed, that Century 21 across the street wasn't destroyed. You know, those are...
Well, yeah, it's just all these other buildings that are right there, nothing happened to them, but just Building 7 just falls in 6 seconds in the middle of
that. That was, you know, certainly within that area of impact. It just happened to be the way that it went down, but... You know, that fire burned for a long time afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And they were, I heard they're dismantling the Deutsche Bank building now, too, or something?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much ravaged, at least the base of the building was ravaged.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty badly. So,
Like, and did you see, like, the aftermath? Like, just all the...
Oh.
Everything just turned to dust. Like, it was just... It wasn't like a pancake collapse, like, floor-on-floor thing. It was just... Everything just exploded up and outward into dust. It's just...
Actually, not really. I mean, on my tape, I mean, I got both towers. You can see... Actually, you can see the stress points developing from where the fire is hot. And that was one of the most... beguiling things was watching the fire in the first tower and realizing the scope and scale of how large and how hot that was.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see where it's starting to really pressure, and I could almost anticipate it falling, but in my mind I didn't want to believe that it would, but it did.
Yeah, well, like you said, if you haven't really been there, you can't appreciate the magnitude of how big the buildings were or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I went to Paris and saw the Eiffel Tower, I was like, that's it. That's as big as it is. You know, so I'm sure for other people who'd never actually seen the World Trade Center or been in them or worked in them, you know, I mean, just take an elevator ride in one of those buildings, you realize how much cable and steel and energy is used just to get an elevator up 80 floors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that device in itself is just a tremendously huge device. When you have multiple devices and power and people and computers and carpet and...
And there was, after they exploded, there was nothing left. Not even a computer or a desk or a filing cabinet. I think they found one filing cabinet crushed up.
I know they found a lot of, you know, paper and other little things, but... On the video, you can clearly see it doesn't blow up. It does pancake. It just collapses one floor down at a time. So I certainly don't buy, or have I seen any evidence to indicate that it actually exploded.
Mm-hmm. Well, just seeing the pieces of steel being thrown outwards of 200 meters into other buildings and crashing into those, I mean, for what was left of the steel and concrete after the destruction.
Well, I think you should take a look at the collapse of the second tower again, and you'll see how it was damaged differently and how it fell differently. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, like I said, I do respect you for picking up the phone and calling, but I just don't put any weight in any of these conspiracy theories. I mean, I do keep up on certain aspects of it just because I want to know if, you know, who's putting words in my mouth. But you know, it's
well, if you ever had time on the computer, you could go to 911movement.org or
what was it? 911 what?
911movement.
Okay.
.org. Or you could watch a video called September Clues or 9/11 Taboo. Those seem to make a lot of sense. You know, for myself, it's hard to talk to somebody that was, like, there and having you saying what you're saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm... When I look at the videos of the... I'll be straight with you. When I look at the videos of the plane, not so much yours, but say the Michael Hezarkhani footage or the... where you could see the plane going into the building, like that famous video from Battery Park or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The plane goes into the building like it's a hot knife going through butter. Like, it goes right into the building. And then they have the other footage of the Good Day New York, WNYW footage, and other footage too, where the plane melds right into the building without crumpling, breaking, or anything, and the nose of the plane comes out the other side intact, and then Good Day New York erased that from their archives. Like, it's just way too strange. And like I said, with your footage, looking at it, it looks like it's just a black blob that appears out of nowhere. You know?
It's not. I mean, in the original footage, you can clearly see it. You can see, you know, you can see the plane maneuvering and angling.
So it was moving, like it was twisting and turning and stuff? You said it was bobbing and weaving, kind of?
Like a pop, you know, like I would anticipate someone who couldn't really drive that well, you know?
So like rocking back and forth and stuff?
Yeah, or just, you know, trying to, like, get sighted up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much what you'd anticipate a kamikaze pilot doing.
Yeah.
You know, just adjusting, and then, you know, and then bang.
Like, did the plane come in on a straight angle? Like, did it come straight in, like, or did it come from a diving swoop down, or was it kind of a parallel line going straight into the building, or?
You know, I think, you know, if you and I sat down together and looked at the video together, we could probably talk about that in you know, in detail, but the, you know, from seeing it and from watching it, I'm completely satisfied that it was a plane. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
Well, I mean, you're the one, you filmed it, it's your video, like, I mean, you know, like.
Also, you know, when you see something in real life and then you see hundreds of other videos of the same thing, and it all kind of adds up and you're like, yeah, that's this from the angle that I had it at. You know, it all, to me, it all makes sense that it, you know, that it all lines up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. My question really would be is, what is your ultimate goal? What are you trying to accomplish by this? To satisfy your own curiosity or to create a movement or?
Well, like I said, it's hard to, like, talk about it with you, but I want to find out what really happened that day. That's all I want to know is what really happened. And I'm sorry, like, even talking to you, I will never believe the official story of what happened, because it's just, it to me, that's a conspiracy theory. It's a garbage. It's a total fabrication joke.
But why does that offend you so much?
Because I've looked into it for so long that it's just, I've tried to believe it. I tried to believe it so bad. I wanted to believe it. I looked for anything to make me believe what they said was truly what happened, and I just, without lying to myself, I can't do that. I need to know what happened, and I guess I'll never know what really happened. I mean, like, would I expect to be able to call you up on the phone, a complete stranger, and then talk to you about your video footage, and you're going to admit to me that it's, like, maybe fake? No, you would never do that, that there was really no plane. And that was, you know, like, I don't know.
Well, there'd be no reason for me to, you know, to do that. But, you know, if you want to talk about inconsistencies, I mean, yes, I'm in production, but production has many different aspects. And one thing I'm not in any way involved in, and actually a lot of the people that I work with got a kick out of those emails, I don't produce content. I don't. You know, I'm not like a video editor or anything like that. What I do is I do shows, I do events,
mm-hmm.
live, you know, things. I don't create.
Yeah, because I was reading you when you worked at, was it Scharf Weiberg or something?
Mm-hmm.
That you were, like, into video production.
Yeah, but it's not video creation. If you look at what Scharf Weiberg does, they do the screens and the projectors. The clients are the ones that bring the media in.
So you more or less, like, you set up events and.
Yeah, and then it could be a bar mitzvah, could be a launch for Pepsi, it could be, you know, a political event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen that. Well, that's where I got your number. I seen your name, and there was a number It was talking about a Taipei event or something like that that you did?
Yeah. So that's what I do. I do just the... It's technically called staging.
Mm-hmm.
Staging production, because you're not... I don't do TV shows. I don't edit videos. I just set up, you know, for...
You set up the party.
I would set up the microphone for whoever was going to come to speak, and they're going to speak. I don't have anything to do with what they say or what they might play.
So I guess, yeah, putting in the context that you're into video production
display.
Or something, it would give people the idea maybe that you were a video animator or something like that. Like,
yeah, which I wish I could. Actually, I thought it was kind of funny because I was like, oh, maybe someone will think that I can do this too. but I can't.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't want to take up any more of your time with this. But like I said, thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay, and if, you know, to I know you said you're on a personal quest because you want to know. I mean, I understand that. I don't expect you to believe me, but if it gives you any satisfaction whatever, I believe what I saw. You know, I know what I saw, and as tragic as it was, it did happen. And, you know, and a lot of people got hurt.
I don't dispute that. It's not like I'm some kind of weirdo that thinks the towers are still there or something.
Yeah. No, I know. But I'm just saying that, you know, you just spoke with an eyewitness, and I'm telling you, absolutely, you know, there was a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Well, that's something, yeah, I just...
Best of luck.
Yeah, that's just, what you saw is what you saw. Exactly. You were there, I wasn't.
Right, but, you know, I'm just saying that just from one human being to another human being. Mm-hmm. For whatever peace it might give you.
Okay, well... Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.